Welcome to the Spirit-Led Business Podcast. My name is Jason Manning. You know, when you're starting something, say you're going to start a business. Maybe you're going to get into real estate. Maybe you're going to start something of your own, but you're starting something new. You can expect that in the beginning stages, in the baby stages, you're going to face some heavy opposition, from the enemy, right? You may say, Jason, I don't want to expect negative things to happen or opposition. Well, my friend, it's just the way things go in the beginning of a thing. Let me read you this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8 in the American Standard Version. It says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. But you know what you got to do? You got to get to the end, right? Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. In the beginning is where you'll really face a fight. Now, later on down the road, you may face some opposition, but you know what you're going to have? You're going to have momentum. Momentum is going to be on your side. Some of these things that can slow you down in the baby stages, you'll trample them later on. But the baby stages is the enemy's strategy to stop you before you get started. So you got to really have a mindset of being persistent, right? You got to have a bulldog faith. I'm not giving up. I'm not letting go. I'll tell you something before I really get into this. When I began real estate, right? I get my real estate license. Me and my wife, we have such high hopes and dreams, and we have a vision for our future that financially things are changing. But once I get my license, I don't have any clients, right? So you got to build these clients up. But in order to do that, I had to go full time into real estate. Well, some time goes by and I'm not having clients, right? I'm not making money in the beginning. And one day my wife comes to me and she says, you know, our savings is getting depleted and you don't look like you got any customers coming, any clients coming anytime soon. And, you know, something rose up on the inside of me. She wasn't trying to be a doubter. She was just coming asking, are you sure? You know, we have a daughter. Are you sure there's not something else you want to go do that actually pays you a paycheck, right? But something on the inside rose up and I said, no, we cannot give up yet, because just around the corner, it doesn't take but a couple closings in real estate for everything to change. Then you know what happened? Sure enough, here comes one client and the next client. And when those paychecks started coming, right, those nice checks started getting deposited, everything smoothed out, happy wife, happy baby. We were on our way to life-changing money, right? So let's look at this. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 2, and let's start in verse 13, all right? Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. I'm reading from the Modern English Version. It says, now when they departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child, take young Jesus and his mother, and escape to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to kill him. Why, Jesus was just a young child before he even got to the place where he could fulfill his destiny. Here comes Herod trying to take Jesus's life before it really even gets started. That's a plan of the devil from the very beginning, my friend. And so you've got to be wise. You've got to equip yourself with the mindset that, look, I've been directed to go into this business. Business is God's idea and God has directed me, and I'm not backing down. I'm not giving up. I am going to be successful, right? What else does it say? Then Herod, let's look at verse 16. It says, then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was utterly furious. He's turning up the heat, and sent forth and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and the surrounding region from 2 years old and under, based on the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. You see the rage taking place. the enemy would do anything to stop Jesus in his baby stages. Who else? You think that was just a one-time event? What about our good friend Moses? Let's look in Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1, here we go. Exodus chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 15. It says, the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. Oh, what nice names. And he said, when you perform the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the stools, if it is a son, then you must kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she may live. We see here again the king coming here wanting to destroy the destroy. And the thing here, we don't see this right away, but to the target was the males, right? Why? Because there was about to be born a deliverer who was a male, and his name was Moses. The enemy wanted to shut that down. Verse 17 says, however, the midwives feared God and did not do so as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but kept the male children alive. Chapter 2, verse 1, listen to this. It says, now a man of the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him, that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. When she could no longer hide him, she took for him a container made of bulrushes and daubed it with tar and with pitch. She then put the child in it and set it in the reeds by the river bay. She had to do anything possible. This was a drastic measure, right? She had to step out and do something that really, I mean, who would want to take their child, put it in a basket, put it in the weeds in the river, right? But she was determined to protect Moses' life, right? Here you have this wicked king coming, wanting to cut off Moses before his little life even started. And my friend, that is the devil's strategy for you. That's why you can't give up on the early stages. If I would have quit in real estate right when things got tough, you know what would have happened? We would have never experienced that breakthrough. We would have never experienced the financial flow that was just on the other side of that little bit of pressure, just on the other side of that discouragement that was coming our direction. So whatever God's telling you to do today, be strong, be persistent in what he's telling you to do, right? Maybe he tells you to start a podcast. Don't keep an eye on the views all the time, right? Give up because you're not getting enough views. Whatever God tells you to do, stick with it until you see the fulfillment of it. Thank you for joining me again on this podcast. Be sure to like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. My friend, I believe you are growing in faith as you watch these episodes. You got a breakthrough right around the corner. God bless you.